Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Some of you are listening to me and your mind is on the lost donkeys, your need.
That must be met.
I came to tell you that just as he did for the first apostle and first leader of his church, just as he did for the first king of Israel, God is going to meet you. He's going to solve that need and he's going to put a higher
I call your life. I receive it. I hear your friend that you are about to receive it.
Ladies and gentlemen, because the deep things of God, even the Holy Spirit himself has to go and search it and come and reveal it unto your spirit.
The woman said, and you know what Christo mu e do no e wo se nyame susu nkunku nankasa kwa na kwobo search ohuria no ba ba da na di di akere.
The Bible says that even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God, and the Spirit searches. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit searching for something God has got for you? He finds it, and when he gets it, he does not reveal it to the natural man. Because the natural man is the one who is praying in a religious way. He is praying like an unbeliever. He is like an unbeliever. But the spiritual man is the one who buys into the mind of Christ. He is the one that the Holy Ghost, after he has searches, he reveals the deep thing that no man has ever seen. The Bible says that it hasn't entered into the heart of man or the ears of man, the things that God has got for us. But God has revealed it unto us by his Spirit.
Yes.
By the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Believer listening to me.
Yes.
God wants to align you.
Yes.
To a kingdom purpose,
yes.
To a higher purpose,
yes.
That you can live your life by.
Hallelujah. She said, when you miss some kunku nankasa elko nyankupomu, now I question show when yankupon trimpa or what the mouth or ba. Oh, she show when nipa no dina ho bumpa say, and rather mammy dada dianinio, and rather ya mammy on yan nuna wa ba bedan a diatre. Nemo ba bedan a diatre when nipa nini sun sun. Aya crado say, and she show when yankupon wa quen biswa ba, or bedan a diatre, and Bible na say, I swan te ye, I command to me susuye, dia wa yankupon wa si said, dia wa atuwa manema, and wa sun sumu, and it's ya nyo nipa sunumu, and obedasa a dini diatre.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There was a time there was a lady called Hannah looking for a child.
Now, mommy, be no the Hannah no pepper.
She had tried and tried, faced all night long, no child, year after year, year after year. And then the rival was, as it were, disturbing her.
Now, mommy, way, a day on a 1 year, Bible see a fibiera, a debiera, mommy, dim pie bonding number, dear. Now, so Bible see, and see, now, no crown, no, I yet was sinanona was reno.
Hannah was just desperate.
Now Hannah, know what it say?
Why are you not meeting my needs, God? Every time I go to the temple, I offer the sacrifices. I give you a worthy portion. Why are you not meeting my needs and taking this embarrassment from me? The Bible says that one day.
Bible say one day that could pay.
She was praying.
Now, bomb pie.
And the thing was so deep that You couldn't hear her verbalizing. The thing was from the deep part of her, from her spirit or from her heart.
Na Bible say, na ha na bom pa ye finimu, enti asema o kampo wonti ni otia ne. Wo bom pa ye ni finimu ankasa.
That is a kind of prayer that alters destiny.
Hallelujah. And only empire to me the shebre esisa eba wa brabo.
Whereas Hannah was thinking about her need for a child.
Nemra Hannah wa dwen so wonyame be ma ne ba esa se no ne hia ne ti.
God was thinking about a ruler for Israel.
Na no wonyame dwene se obema Israel for okendifo.
Yeah. Because in those days, everybody was doing what he liked in Israel. There was no king. There was no judge, I should say. Whereas you may be thinking about your need. Beyond your need, God is thinking about a king.
Hallelujah.
You know the Sunday school story. Hannah brought forth to Samuel.
Hannah was Samuel.
Because Hannah bought into a certain destiny of God for her.
Now Hannah, or the Mpai Bonu Rawa Nyankupon Tim Pobi Dima Israel.
Now perhaps this problem that I've been praying about is still around because I haven't thought about a higher purpose for my life.
Hey,
Hannah did not know that her destiny was to produce the judge of Israel who was going to rule over the people of Israel and show them the way of God. Whereas she was thinking about a child, God was thinking about a judge for Israel. And when she bought into the destiny altering, when she said, Lord, if you give me a child, I will give him back to you. God said that that is it. That Hallelujah. Is the moment I'm waiting for. I am speaking Hallelujah. To you. Maybe you have toiled all night long. Maybe like Hannah, you have prayed all night long. Why don't you buy into the end? Into the purpose for your bed, into the reason why you are around. Perhaps the need is still there because you haven't bought into your destiny. Yes. Why God brought you forth into this world. Yes. As you buy into it, God says, I'm going to provide it and I'm going to alter your destiny all the same.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ebia na wo suwa guase wa na dwini nyina wa brɛ wo dwini se wo nyame bɛyɛ wa hia de ama wo ebia na wo te sɛ ha na wo su ahwehwɛ ba na so na so wo bɛsesa wa dwini aka kyerɛ rade sɛ rade ɛnya nyame mi pɛ wo na mu rade yɛ nea wo pɛ wo ma brɛ bɔ ma ma yia na wo de bɛ ma me no ɛbɛyɛ mo ade ama wo rade na sɛ wo tumi dane wo yi wo wani wa efi nea wo hia ho a wo nyame bɛka sɛ ehe ɛnya na afei.
This our own Apostle Peter. In Acts of the Apostles, he was very hungry. And he wanted to eat. In fact, all that he thought about was bring the food. But you see, Peter bought into something higher because he had learned his lessons from Luke chapter 5.
Petro, now we see baby, and it's your corner name. I want to hear the
name. Yeah. He had learned it's not just my provision, there is a higher destination, destiny that God has got when we have got needs.
Na oh who say you were here dear when you put to me first so at the sashabre and my mwama a don't be brave.
So Acts says that he was hungry and would have eaten.
Na suma for you must not come de noa when you're dying could be.
But while they made the food ready,
was a brand no one more yet, Dianino.
They went upstairs to the upper room.
Na Bible say what fro abrosanus.
Symbolically, he was saying, I'm going to pray kingdom prayer.
No, see me kwakoba hini empire.
I am moving myself from the ground level where everybody is praying and they are preparing the need and the food that I'm going to eat. I'm going to climb up to a higher agenda God has got for me. So he climbed the stairs and went up, and then he began to pray. As he began to pray, he fell into a trance or a vision, and then he saw the Peter kill and eat vision. I mean, dirty animals let down before him.
Na Petro, Bible si wo fi baby de aduane ye, ana dada ye hia de mpa ibo no, eno froko soro. O si Awurade ma wo penya ho wo ma brabo. Bible si emra wo du sam pempenso no. Onyame da na di kire no wo de mu abi wo, ntoma so ba se Peter, sorry kum na di, Petros, when you go pon da bibis runkwe di edi chren wobra or sisan na jeni.
Wow. So, long story short, you know that story.
Now, when you must summon a year yet.
God told Peter.
Now, when you make a tree, Peter.
That this vision that I've shown you when you are hungry.
Sir, and it's what you want me here to work, come do we?
I'm telling you that I am altering the destiny of Gentiles.
Well, see, me catch you, Petro, say, me din sisa bi eba amemufo abrabom.
Beginning with the destiny of Cornelius.
Me shan see if Cornelius fear.
Because Cornelius is praying and he has seen a vision, somebody coming and coming to speak words to him.
Na Cornelius no bompaye, no unhuso nyamiye yuebi somra no nene meka nyamiasem.
Jesus said, or God said, Peter, go down and go with the people who are looking for you sent from Cornelius because I am changing a destiny.
Hallelujah. Now when you make a chair, Petro says, Sifom, then Crophobi fi Cornelius, if you are Baba Fawako, Conaco says someone was shabby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not always your destiny.
Ha ha. When you make a chair, say, Yet there be a day, woe you shall not say, Woe bra boda chintia.
But the destiny of the people around you.
Nemom and Crophobi, woe shia eda chintia.
As believers, we have to go into the deep, we have to go into the very presence of God. We have to climb up to the heavenlies.
Hallelujah.
Where we are going to receive a heavenly vision,
yes,
of God changing the destiny of Cornelius and Gentiles and unbelievers and changing the understanding of people. It is mingled with your need for food.
Hallelujah. There was someone who said, Emra we here dear banu. When you mean a man no so din sisan kasia eba and crawfo bra boy chon weshia. And it yan me won crown when ya men nam sa and here dear na aba wasuna din sisabi ebra nema enamuso.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Peter had learned his lessons.
Now Petro was soon bibi.
And when I need fish,
when
I need food,
there
is a higher agenda I must align my life to.
Now I was say, and she shares from Kubi Waha, I was some demo brabato.
Luke chapter 5 was to become a fisher of men.
Now look at some patinumina and mammy quan say, metumye ji enipa senam.
Acts chapter 10 was for me to open the door for Gentiles to receive Jesus.
Hallelujah. Asuma funyumano, na mami kwama mi bia kwama mufoso ebeji Christo di.
I came to tell you.
Me baba kachira.
This is why we need to go to the deep.
And it's in a wasa your desk.
Because God wants to change the agenda not only of your life.
Now when you meet a sister was shebre, and you could tell was shebre.
But of your workplace.
Name of what Juma mu baby awa.
Of your society, of your family line, they are not gotten around the shores, the big fishes, the higher callings of God. They are always in the deep.
Now the woman said, "When you come from free mood, you know, I was so dogged to come and stand away."
That is why Jesus tore the veil.
And it's in a Jesus. And to man wapa muno.
Said, I need to change the destiny of people.
I say, wasa misisa nipa bebre shabre.
I need to change the destiny of people.
I wasa misisa nipa bebre shabre.
It's going to happen when the deep part of us, which is our spirit, touches the very presence of God. Because look, it's not prayer that you offer with your mouth, that unbelievers offer, and God answers them. That changes it. Changes them. What changes is the presence of God.
Now, I'm so tired. I'm saying, "Was I on pipe? But I am pipe. Boy, quite nim. I'm on sunsum. I can't wanyangu pon sunsum. Now, then, si sanyaba. Anya dia wa ya no dada mamedianindi mamedianindi onyamiti eno. Nemom eya dia udre suko bama usunsum. No, I can't wanyangu pon sunsum. Anya di sanse sanyaba."
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Let me give you some few signs that you are not in the deep.
And you need
to get into the deep. For your destiny and the destiny of your business, the destiny of people around you to be altered. When your flesh or your body is active, you are praying and your body is very active. Like you are yawning. And you are sleepy.
You
are praying, but you see that you go and you come. And when you come, your tongue goes very high. Yes, to counter the sleep and the opinion that people around you would think you're sleeping, you shout. When you are not in the deep, many times you are scratching. You are scratching. You feel hot. You are fanning yourself.
You
are not in the deep. Go to the deep. For destiny altering. Number two sign that you are not in the deep. When you are not in the deep to encounter God, your mind is active as well. You see that you are analyzing everything with your mind. Your desires, they are struggling with you. Sometimes in a group prayer, they give the prayer topic and you are trying to analyze the thing. Your mind is too active. Let me give you some signs of being in the deep. There may be physical activity around you. You may scratch yourself if you like. But when you are in the deep, you don't even feel like scratching. There is such a mysterious stillness about you. Because in his presence, there is stillness. Bible says that before his throne there is a river that is clear like crystal. So you can see through the river. When you are in the deep, you see through the muddiness of confusion. You do not become afraid or unsure about your life anymore. When you are in the deep, you don't even struggle with believing. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:12 or so that I know whom I've believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that committed unto him against that day. My destination, my destiny, I have committed something unto him.
Yes.
And he said that I know whom I have believed. That is one level. In the very presence of God, it's not a belief thing, it's a persuasion.
Yes.
You go beyond believing. You are not struggling. I believe God, I believe you. The faith is there. There is a persuasion that what I have told God, it's settled.
Now,
there is no struggle.
I was said, do pampan so be a what bomb pie am I radin? Nothing. Ah, what I say, radio bet to me. Ah, a radio where they are so bet to me. Babo come, I will call it to phone my Paul. See me, minim, minim, so when you go upon a dear me, media so when you're men's son, or when you're me back crack and sienu, I could see sadan on him. And there was a do baby, I was a woo. One kasa I know who musa wonyame waye.
In his presence there is a persuasion.
Now wonyame anim no winim ankasa.
It makes you so bold that you don't become afraid of human beings anymore.
Na ema wonya kukudru a wonsuro nipa biom.
It makes you say that you don't envy anybody anymore.
Because
you love your destiny.
You are
sure you are getting there.
By
the assurance that comes from his presence. Number two, in the depth of God's presence, your spirit is ignited to pick up solutions.
Wow. So what do I say? We soon sumni Kenya no homa. What to mean ye iyanu?
This is how it is. You don't even think to arrive at a solution.
Enya dia woka se wo jini ansa na we nya semni iyanu.
The solution is there.
It
is ministered to you.
Now, when
it is ministered to you,
so when you made the
then you can use your mind to think about it, and you say, "Wow."
Now, when I obey to me the word, journey after from work, I say, "Hey, when you
hallelujah.
Amen.
In the depth of his presence, you just find things in your spirit.
Now, what when you
and you think in awe and amazement at the answers and simplicity of life.
Oh wow. Ebane sa nyankopon yi anu ade be ma wani gye na ma hu sabrabo enye dene eye boko.
You come out and you say, oh, life is very simple.
Na ufi onyame ni mpiepe hu say, ah, na abrabo aya fa na World Cup ye nu ani local match.
I was struggling before.
I say kuba ka say nka na me brepa.
But look at how simple it is.
Ah, na we say do nyankopon bubu ma sna ma aye boko kra.
It's only our precious Jesus's presence that ministers such calmness.
Hallelujah. Na ninyi na si wo Kristo Yesu wanim. Ono na sa wo wanim ni nanim a oma aha ono eyeboko de mam. I receive it.
In the deep you pray effortlessly.
Na sa wo do asupa wo bompa ya wo mre.
You are not even aware that you are praying.
Empo a wo hu se wo bompa ye.
Into inverted commas.
Ye dia she adakam.
Many times you are not aware of time.
Edu ba bi mpo a wo hwe mre.
Because in his presence, time is suspended.
Now, when you're near no be being who I friend, mre.
Whereas you think that, oh, I've prayed for 15 minutes, you go and look at the watch and you've been there for 3 hours.
Now, oh, wow. Why do you buy yourself my bumper? Yes, Sima, do numpe. Nanso, when you're near no, emre near you, man, too bad you're not a bumper. Don't hear me.
Unbelievers cannot pray like this.
Now, I'm getting the phone to me, bumper.
It's only believers who know the preciousness of the blood of Jesus.
Now, I did it for penny nim to me a woman, Janum.
That this blood can bring them near.
Ah, Samoje, a bit to me, do my bay.
To his very presence.
You are
a believer listening to me.
You
haven't heard that there is effortless praying before.
Now, what they say, and pay be a while, what about woman?
It's like somebody is praying, not you.
Now, and pay now, but I saw being there by now.
You want to experience it.
Now, open so would do some pen soon.
In the deep.
What is Kunununu?
You don't feel like stopping. You want to go on and on. You see how sweet it is.
Hey!
God is
beckoning us.
Like he said to the Apostle John, come up hither.
Like
Peter did in the midst of his needs. He went to the upper room.
Na said the Petro ye no, woni kom na wo hwehwe aduane no, okor abrosan no soro.
When he went to the heavenly place.
Emi a wo ko esoro soro no.
Heaven responded with a vision.
Na onya esoro bie no ma onya
esoro. Altered the thinking of Peter concerning Gentiles and altered the life of Cornelius and you and I sitting here right.
Ese san na dwene. Efa sa angien di form efa Cornelius ni ne busua.
How do we get to the deep?
Na ye beden yak do esko
for a destiny altering.
Se be ya ye betumi anya nsesan wo ye da achim
to buy into God's kingdom reason why you are on earth.
Na se be ya ubetumi hu sentira wo nyankopon ede wa ba se wi ase.
How do we get there?
Obeden do ho
by the blood of Christ.
Na Yesu mojano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Know that you are capable.
Who say what was that to me?
Know that Jesus has opened the place for us.
Who say yes we be mu amaye.
Know that he is there praying.
Who say owo ho e bompaye.
That you will not just have your spirit saved.
say
and you will be saved to the uttermost,
now
the highest limit. It wasn't enough for Peter to have Jesus in his life and in his boat. He had to be a fisher of men. It was only going to happen in one place, in the presence of Jesus, in the deep. That is where I'm calling you to. To up your prayer life. Desire and experience and an encounter with the presence of God. The presence will organize your life.
His presence
will organize your life. Some of you are jumping everywhere, doing everything. You don't know what God wants you to do. Get to his presence. He will organize you. You will not envy anybody. You will rather support people. Because you know what you are about. You know God's destination for you. You don't strive with people. You don't compete with people. Because your life has been organized for you. By the depth of his presence. Let us get there. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
But just original one.
Lift up your hands to heaven. Bless his holy name for his precious word.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.